Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 631 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you, and we have a great question today from Tyler. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, a super simple to use cloud accounting solution for small business owners like you that I use. It's an absolute joy to use because it helps me save time, and it'll help save you time too. With invoicing, for example, you can create and send perfectly crafted invoices. It literally takes about 30 seconds. With online payments, your clients can pay you online, which can really improve how quickly you get paid. And there's automated expense tracking too. So you can link your FreshBooks account, for example, to your credit card and debit cards so that when you expense stuff, it's already there for you. So if you want to check out FreshBooks.com for free for 30 days, go to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Awesome. Now here's today's question from Tyler.
Hello, my name is Tyler and my site is loltraininghouse.com. I'm a little different from most people who ask questions in that I don't write any content at all. I write code. My site is a SaaS site that helps people who play the video game League of Legends find other players to play with or other people to help them improve. I have almost 5,000 registered users on the site. And to sign up, I require an email. So I have an email list of roughly 5,000 people. Right now, I have one affiliate I recommend, but I feel I could be doing much better than I am with a list this big. What do you think I should do to better utilize my list and the people who come to my site registered to use the tools I created, not to get content from me? Thanks.
Hey, Tyler, what's up? Thank you for your question. I think it's really smart of you to have collected those email addresses, just knowing that you could potentially do something with them in the future. But obviously, you're kind of just sitting on a potential goldmine there. I think it's pretty cool. And you won't know that until you actually try stuff out. So I'm thankful that you're asking this question. First of all, congrats on the success of your tool and the list that you've built. I think that's really cool. The first thing that I would do is that I would start sending emails very soon, because if you've built a list, that's great. But if you don't send any emails for months, for example, and then all of a sudden you send one, you're going to just have people leave because they're going to think it's spam or they're not going to remember signing up for your list or any of that stuff. So I would send them, you know, you're going to have to send some content, I would say. And the content doesn't have to be anything like what other people do, creating stories or, you know, information, teaching, how to, that sort of stuff. Although that could be very useful for your audience to engage them even more, to build a relationship with them. They might not even know who you are yet, Tyler. So if you were to come by and say, hey, I'm the creator, this is why I built it, thank you again for using it, here's a couple tips you can use to enhance your experience with it, for example. That could be one quick thing that you could do just to introduce yourself, but not just to kind of introduce yourself, but to also share value at the same time. But ultimately, you'd like to survey your audience and ask them, hey, what else are you guys looking for? I think if you have partnerships, that's great. You can experiment with those too. And for example, you could segment your list just so you can make sure that you're properly advertising or recommending products that actually make sense for them. So you could segment out, for example, 1,000 people on your list. You can do that with most email service providers and send them an email talking about a particular product that you are an affiliate for. But again, this is where that relationship that you build and just sort of the introductions are really important before you do that. Because if you come out of nowhere and say, hey, you can buy this product too, it's going to be more of a pitch, and people don't like that coming from nowhere. They want it coming from somebody who they trust. And I think it's really cool for you to start to utilize your list in this way. Again, you don't need to create massive amounts of content. You don't even need to create blog content or podcasts or any of that stuff. Email content, fortunately, can be very short as long as it gets to the point. So I think what you could do is sort of introduce yourself, thank people for being on your list, for picking up the tool, sharing some helpful tips for people to get to use it. And then over time, you can start to inject sort of these offers in addition to what they are already getting from you. So that's what I would do. And then, like I said, when you segment these lists, if it works out, that's great. Say you send an email to 1,000 people and you get maybe a 5% a 5% click-through rate, which is you know, all right. And then you get some people purchasing, that's great. Well, then you can start to keep track and start to understand what's happening with the metrics. So then you can work on different subject lines and work on different content that would then lead to higher click-through rates and see what the actual payoff would be after that. But you definitely want to make sure that when you work with affiliates that you are working with people that align with who your target audience is. So if it's related to the same game, that's fantastic. That could work out very well. You can also use the opportunity with that list, because when you have a big list, you have a little bit of authority, a little bit of power. And so when you reach out to these partners, even the one that you already have, you might be able to get special deals for your audience too, which would make them feel great. And that would enable you to send these deals without necessarily having to spend a long time to build that relationship. Because if they could see that you've formed this partnership, but you got them a special exclusive deal just for them as sort of a thank you, they're going to appreciate that. And that's providing value in a different way than content and helpful tips and things like that. But giving people savings is a great deal. So that's what I do often when I work with other people for JV partnerships or affiliate relationships. I often ask if there's anything special that I could do just for my audience, because I know I have a large audience and they are great and often listen to what I recommend. So I say that, and I often get these deals for my audience, which is fantastic. So try to do that. But that's what you should be doing. And also, like I said earlier, the surveying, kind of just asking, hey, what do you guys want more of? What kinds of products do you already use? And that can give you an idea also of who you could then be reaching out to. So I would do that nearly immediately too if you wanted to. So reach out to your audience via your email list and ask them, well, what other League of Justice, or I can't even remember the name of the game, I apologize, but what other programs are they using? What other tools would they want built? That's another thing. You can actually survey your audience to see what else you could build. There might be something, a great opportunity to create another product that you could actually charge a lot more for, or just something that would be easy to do that could then allow you to provide more value to them, build your list even bigger, and then go from there. So wishing you all the best, Tyler. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing what you do with this list, because you're off to the races, off to a great start, and you have a lot of opportunities here for sure ahead of you. So Tyler, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I appreciate you, and I also appreciate FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode today. If you'd like to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Joe Chernoff. He said, "Good marketing makes the company look smart. Great marketing makes the customer feel smart." Love that quote. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.